Hi, I'm River, and I'm a student at the Lutheran School of Theology of Chicago. When I was growing up, my home was very ordered and very structured, and glitter just sort of flies in the face of that. Glitter rejects order, glitter rejects the ability to be contained, and it just makes me so happy. One of my favorite things recently, I've been doing glitter lips, and there's something so fun about, you know what, I am going to shed my lips all over everywhere I go today, but it doesn't matter because it's glitter, and so no one will notice, and if they do, hopefully it will bring them as much joy as it brought me. There's this quote that just always makes me happy, and it was quoted in Karl Barth and allegedly quoted from St. Augustine. It's Ecclesia semper reformanda est. The church is always reforming, and that is something that is beautiful that we get to check. The church doesn't get to be contained in any of our little boxes. And I love writing prayers because then I can take all different sorts of traditions that I've been exposed to, all different sorts of events that have happened in my life and experiences that I've had, and I get to create something new every single week. Glitter for me in the church, particularly in the context of a church service, is writing prayers and finding out, what is God going to give me to speak any given week? It was one time I was doing a TDOR service, that's Transgender Day of Remembrance, for my home congregation here in Chicago, and I don't remember all the specifics of what happened, but I remember there was this one poem that struck me as being very nice. But then when I got up there and it was time to read it, I was like, you know what? No, I'm pissed off. And I need to read this in an angry, agitating way. And I did. And it was completely unexpected, but it was exactly what I needed to do to deal with my own feelings. And it was exactly what the congregation needed to hear to sort of do some agitation. To start thinking about, oh, what is our part in this? And that was this moment where, it was this God moment where God came and sort of brought change, or brought the start of change.